Topic 4.14 is to describe the concept of niche and discuss examples of adaptation of organisms to their environment, behavioural, physiological and anatomical. A habitat is the physical environment in which the organisms live. However, the niche is the role that the organisms hold in the habitat. There's a key rule. Only one species is able to occupy any particular niche in an ecosystem. Now, other ecosystems may have different species occupying that niche. For example, British urban foxes and American raccoons. They both occupy in their own ecosystems the scavenging urban omnivore, if you like. You don't find too many others. If you put, however, British foxes and American raccoons together, then there would be competition for the resources. As a result, it's likely that one would outcompete the other. This is an example of competitive exclusion, which you'll be learning about in topic 5 of A2. So, one species, one niche per habitat. An adaptation is a feature common in a particular population, because it provides some improved function. So in this case, in the context of niches, it's going to help the organism to fulfill its role. Okay? The adaptations can take many forms. They may be anatomical. So this is an anatomical feature that allows the organism to access a valuable new resource. Something like the elephant's trunk, for example, is an anatomical adaptation. It may be a protein that functions better at body temperature, some kind of physiological adaptation, something going on in the biochemistry, that an animal's ability to process and digest cellulose, for example, would be a physiological adaptation. A final one is the behavioural adaptation, one that allows better evasion of predators. You may argue that our ability to walk upright is a behavioural rather than necessarily an anatomical or physiological adaptation, although undoubtedly we have now become anatomically adapted to walking upright. So for every adaptation that you have to ask yourself three questions. So for any given animal or plant that you might be provided with, you have to look at the feature in question of that animal and plant and ask, firstly, is it heritable? Is it capable of being inherited? Can it be passed on from one generation to the next? Is it functional? Does it actually serve a purpose? Is it something that the organism is using to perform some kind of activity related to its life? And finally, is it adaptive? Is it actually directly related to the habitat in which the organism is living and the niche which the organism occupies or is able to exploit as a result of this? So you are likely to be given examples that you haven't seen before. You have to take what you know about what an adaptation is and apply it to whatever new situation you're faced with. Good luck.